Well, what about for driving these? You're talking about these nails. What would people drive the nails?
The hammer or a hatchet. They have some use a little hatchet with a. The hatchet's kind of a tomahawk outfit, you see.
Uh-huh.
When you had to drive with it, or you could chop with it. But uh-huh. Most use the hammer now. That's something like they do right now.
Just like what they do.
Yeah,
more like what they
hammers.
Now, of course, you never saw anybody using those square nails. They were before.
They were before my time. Yeah.
I wonder if they used the hammer.
They drove them with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
Well, what would you put, what would they put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
A stopper. Yeah, well, it's ordinarily cork, I see.
Uh-huh.
They can't have the cork. Uh-huh. If they didn't, they'd liable to put a corn cob in it. Yeah. But ordinarily, they come with stoppers, right? It'll be,
uh-huh.
Take liquor, now whiskey.
Uh-huh.
And they used to, here, you could order whiskey by the quart or in a jug,
uh-huh.
You see, back years when I was a boy. Well, it'd have a wooden stopper in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lost that stopper and didn't get the jug, the bottle broke and run out of a stopper, why, they'd use a, maybe use a cob.
Well, corn cobs really came in handy, didn't they?
Yeah.
Aunt and her husband moved up close to us from, well, our second baby is born. And the house they bought just had a floor laid in it, well, it's made of them, but it had cracks big enough that he went there to look at it and he said there was popcorn cobs.
Oh.
Broke off in them cracks.
In the cracks.
He laughed about that.
They had pretty big cracks, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, what about a little instrument that people would play that they hold in their hands and blow on it back and forth?
French harp.
Oh, yeah. And what about one that they put it between their teeth, I think, or something, and then they would pluck it?
Juice harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, the juice harp.
Well,
whether I'm there or not.
It does.
Yeah, it goes right on whether I'm there or not.
Well, now I wouldn't
want
the
court. No, it won't. It won't help the court.
Back in the morning. Yeah. Take her after 9 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. All pictures and dinner, and you and him finish up all you want.
Well. Yeah. It's pretty sturdy. Wasn't even tired.
I wasn't even getting on the bed or something. A little bit actually left.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, I know what I want to start off talking about today. About the parts of a wagon. You remember about wagons?
I remember about wagons.
You can remember about wagons? Well, what would you call that part that would go up between the two horses on
tongue?
And then on a buggy, what about the on a buggy, what you'd have to back the horse up in between the
shaves? For a single horse, just one horse, it was shaved. And where there's two horses hitched to a buggy or a hack, they called it a pole.
Mm-hmm.
Placed in a tongue to a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in a way,
mm-hmm.
but they called it a pole.